This is VOA News. Taliban and American military officials have taken to social media to accuse each other of acting against peace-building efforts in conflict-torn Afghanistan. The sparring via Twitter follows months of negotiations to try to bring an end to the Afghan war. But the talks have failed to deter the Taliban from stopping or reducing hostilities. Deadly battles between Taliban insurgents and U.S.-backed Afghan security forces in recent days have killed or wounded hundreds of people, including civilians. United States diplomats have warned American commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf region to use caution as tensions between the U.S. and Iran continue to escalate. The advisory warned that U.S. planes flying over the area risk being misidentified amid heightened military activities and increased political tensions in the region. Australia's ruling conservative coalition won a surprise victory in the country's general election Saturday. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
After hailing a miracle election win on Saturday, it was perhaps apt that Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison started Sunday in church.
You don't get to be a Prime Minister and serve in that capacity unless you're first a member for your local electorate.
Voters had answered his prayers the day before, setting his Liberal Party-led Conservative coalition on course for enough seats to form a majority government. That's despite years of unfavourable polls and widely held expectations that the opposition Labour Party would win.
That is Reuters' David Doyle. Tens of thousands of voters in eight states in India lined up at polling stations to cast ballots in the final round of voting there. You're listening to VOA News. Voters in India cast ballots in the final round of voting that brings India's marathon 39-day election to a close. Out of the 59 parliamentary seats up for grabs on Sunday, the most high-profile contest is taking place in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's constituency in the Hindu holy city of Varanasi. While his victory in the city of temples is widely seen as a foregone conclusion, the outcome for his Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party, which is seeking a second term in office, is not quite as certain. Aligned against the BJP are the opposition Congress Party and an array of powerful regional parties. Several of them have held discussions in recent days on forming what some analysts have called an anti-Modi front if the numbers stack up in their favor. The vote counting will be done on Thursday. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz called Saturday for an early election after his vice chancellor resigned. Reuters' Mia Womersley reports Heinz Christian Strache was caught on a covertly shot video, apparently promising government contracts to a prospective Russian investor.
Strache has headed the Freedom Party since 2005, credited with bringing it back to mainstream electoral success. The video was reported on Friday by two of neighbouring Germany's leading media. It allegedly showed a meeting in Ibiza in July 2017 between Strache, another party official, and a woman purporting to be the niece of a Russian oligarch. In it, he appeared to offer direct inflated construction contracts to a company in exchange for support for his party, though he also said he wanted everything to be done legally.
Reuters' Mia Womersley. The United Nations Secretary General has condemned recent attacks in Mali that killed and wounded the alliance's peacekeepers. A spokesman for Antonio Guterres said the UN chief was deeply saddened by the death of a Nigerian peacekeeper who succumbed to his wounds following the armed attack by unidentified assailants in Timbuktu. In a separate incident, three Chadian peacekeepers were wounded in Mali's Kidal region when their mine-protected vehicle hit an IED. Guterres said targeting peacekeepers may be a war crime. Dutch singer-songwriter Duncan Lawrence said his dream came true shortly after he won for the Netherlands the 64th Eurovision Song Contest in Israel on Sunday. He beat 25 other contestants in the grand finale in Tel Aviv to win the glass microphone trophy in a song fest that passed off without serious incident, despite calls by pro-Palestinian groups to boycott the event. The 25-year-old favorite won with his piano ballad, Arcade, about a failing relationship. Italy came in second and Russia third. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.